What's up, guys? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Want to talk to you guys really quickly about SeatGeek, as we recently joined Team SeatGeek. Of course, you know, SeatGeek, one of the best ticketing apps out there. My favorite part about it, each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they do all they can to help you land the best deal possible. And yeah, it's really cool. So happy to share too that we have an exclusive code. If you use code ROBCAO, R-O-B-C-A-O, you will receive $20 off your first order at SeatGeek. And what better time than now? Holiday season, Christmas season, you know, to give someone some, you know, some pretty cool tickets to a game, a concert, stand-up comedy show. And of course, in this case, maybe you could buy someone some tickets for to see their favorite team play in a bowl game. I think that'd be pretty cool. So once again, make sure to use code ROBCAO, R-O-B-C-A-O, for $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. Let me know what tickets you buy. And yeah, now it's time for some college football talk with Paul. Let's do it.
Yo. All right, what's up, everyone? We're live on Instagram at the flame_ES. For those of you listening on the podcast right now, on the podcast feed, if you haven't yet, make sure to follow us here on Instagram. And those of you that are going to tune in now on Instagram, welcome in. But yeah, we're going to be talking, you know, about the college football playoff. We finally have the playoff set in stone. And you ready to talk some playoff, bro?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, man. Playoff, like I said, is set in stone right now. We have Michigan, Washington, Texas, Alabama. And, of course, you know, the final teams that weren't let in, are FSU and Georgia, that, you know, had a shot, you know, or a resume, I guess, to, like, if they would have gotten in, you're like, okay, that makes sense. So it's just crazy how in the final year of this 14 playoff, it's the most, like, controversial it's ever been. So, but, yeah, man, what are your, like, overall thoughts on how everything played out?
Be honest, bro, I texted you before the rankings came out, and I was like, you know, Florida State's going to get in. You know, there's no way they leave them out, which to me, it's a difficult conversation. You know, people are going to come at me for this. People are already like going at each other for this. I think Alabama deserved to be in over Florida State. I wasn't expecting them to put them in. So I think it was ballsy by the committee. I don't know. It was one of those things that someone was going to get left out, right? And it just happened to be Florida State. I have like problems with the way they did it. I think the way that the committee went about it was wrong, and it made it sting 10 times worse. It's unfortunate. I feel bad for Florida State. I really do, even just saying that as a Gator fan. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, they did get it right.
Got you. Yeah, for me, it's like I see both sides. Like, I agree with you that Alabama deserves to be in. But then, yeah, I also understand, you know, Florida State, they literally did everything that you're supposed to do. You know, and they didn't get in. So it's like, I'm like split on it. Like I said, I understand like completely both sides. And like you said, like you really made me notice that, yeah, the committee didn't really handle it right. Let's say the rankings were different coming into, you know, the conference championship like weekend. Right. Maybe it would have been more like less of a surprise, you know, like maybe like it wouldn't have been such a shock because like, man, I think that might be like the biggest thing. Like, you know, it was such a shock, man. Like I was literally in shock. Like I said, I'm with you that, you know, Bama should be in, but, like, man, and I'm with you, too. I feel bad, you know, for Florida State, for, like, the fans and stuff, but, like, really, too, for the players and the coaches, man. Like, they work their asses off, man, every day, like, for how many months, you know, how much of their time is committed to football. And, like I said, they did everything that you literally, like, can do, and they didn't get in. So it's, like, man,
it's tough. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, like, my boy Crandall's on the call right now, he's commenting, but he's a Georgia fan. I'll be honest, Crandall, like, it's one of those things that if we're really ranking the top teams, I think Georgia should be number 5. Like, I think they kind of gave FSU that spot almost, like, because they kind of felt bad, and they felt bad dropping them too much. But, like, if we're really talking about who the best teams are, like, Georgia's definitely better than Florida State, and they're going to show them in the Orange Bowl, I know that. But, like, you know what I mean? It's one of those things that it was such a slap in the face to, like, Florida State. If they would have been 5 before this all happened, or, like, had been dropped back, or even if Bama was a little closer, because I think we all could have said Bama's probably better than Oregon, whatever. It just, it makes it stink 10 times more. I think it's kind of fucked up the way they went about it. Excuse my language, but yeah, you know, it was one of those things, man, that they just set them up. They set them up in a way that they were like expecting it to go their way, and it just did it.
You know what's crazy? Like you said, you think Georgia should be number five? Like, I might sound crazy, but, like, man, I have, like, a take that, man, I kind of, I don't know, this might sound like a crazy take. I think Alabama and Georgia might be the best two teams in the country. That's how I feel, honestly.
That's not crazy at all, honestly. I really think it's, like, I really think that game was a national championship when you think about it.
Yes.
Which is kind of sad because, like, we got it in the SEC championship. There's still a playoff to play and a championship game to play, but I mean, you know, whoever came out of that game was like, if they, assuming Bama made the playoff, was gonna win it all, and I still think that. So that was like top tier football. Like, those are two of the best programs and teams. Let's see, like, if you go back since 2020, those two teams have won each national championship. So Georgia the last two, Bama won before that, you know. I mean, and then LSU won it in 2019. So yeah.
I'm glad you understand it, yeah, because that's literally how I feel. Bama and Georgia are the best. But like, with that said, like, I do, you know, I do believe, you know, Washington, Texas, you know, they deserve to be in there. Like, I mean, Washington, you know, they really impressed me in the Pac-12 championship, man. How they controlled that game from start to finish with Oregon, and then Texas too. You gotta give them their credit, man.
Oh yeah,
they've had a hell of a season, and even with like controversy, their, you know, quarterback goes down multiple games. Like, they found a way to you know, to make it to the playoff, and it's their best season in how many years? So I think the six teams, man, like the four that made it and the two that didn't, they all had incredible seasons at the end of the day.
Absolutely, and like, you look at like Florida State, you know, like, the whole thing is that they weren't dominating. Look at Texas, look at Washington; those, they beat upper echelon teams. Like, I don't think people would really agree that Louisville's upper echelon. If you look at their schedule, you realize that they're kind of fraudulent. Not that they're trash, but they're not the team that, you know, if they had even Miami's schedule, which is still in the same conference, I think they'd go like 8-4. You know what I mean? Maybe 7-5. So like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not one of those things that they're nasty. And then Florida State was like tied 3-3 with them in the, like, going into the fourth quarter. It's kind of hard to like say that's one of the best teams in the country when they do that. And then you have Texas, you know, dogging Oklahoma State, who had beaten the team that they beat, that they lost to, I'm sorry. Right. And then we got, Washington, you know, beating their rival twice, and they took care of business. Like, it's hard to do that in college football. So it's just like one of those things, man. They those two teams, it's, you can't make a case for Florida State over them either. And obviously not Michigan. We saw what they've done all year.
No, for sure. Yeah, with that said, so you want to get, like, I already talked about how I have, you know, Alabama and Georgia as my top two teams. But, like, in terms of, like, the teams that actually made the playoff, how would you, like, how do you have it ranked in terms of who you think, you know, from best to worst, I guess? Or...
I'll do this best to worst. I'll say best to worst. I'll say Bama 1, Michigan number 2. And then I'll put Washington 3rd and then Texas 4th. The gap between these are pretty razor thin, honestly. Like, it's one of the, like, most competitive playoffs I think we're going to have in a while. Like, I'm really excited for all of the games that are going to happen. I don't think there's going to be any blowouts. I can't remember the last time that no one expected a single blowout, right? With that said, just because I have Michigan as the second best team, I think the team that has the next best chance of winning it all, it, other than Bama, is Washington. I think they're playing their best football. I don't care how close the games have been. They've been, you know, managing their games amazing. They've been playing their game and forcing others to play their game. They're running the ball like crazy. People still are sleeping on Dylan Johnson, freaking workhorse. Had a monster game. I really like the way that they're firing on all cylinders on offense and defense right now, man. They're the team that, even though they're undefeated, people are sleeping on them the most, I feel like, because they're not as big of a brand as the other teams.
Got you. No, yeah, definitely Dylan Johnson, man. Yeah, he's incredible. I know you've been talking about him all season and what he did in this conference championship, man. Like, I was texting you during the game, and, like, this guy was not even close to 100%. I'd see him like limping, you know, walking slow after a play, and then he'd go and break like four tackles. You're like, what the hell is this? Like, he's not normal. He's special for sure. Yeah, definitely my rankings. I agree with you. Number one for sure, Alabama. And then, man, like you said, this like they're so close though, because like literally, for even my number two, I can consider the three other teams. I'm not even playing. Like even Texas, I don't know. There's just.
Texas beat Bama like, too. Michigan,
that's true too. But I think like you know how like people are sleeping on Washington, I think they're also sleeping on Texas. You get me? I think no one's really giving Texas a shot to do anything. But I keep getting notifications. But so, yeah, Alabama, number one. And then, like I said, yeah, the rest is, like, man, tricky for me. I'll say number two. I'm going to say Texas. I don't know. I'm just going to say Texas. Then I'm going to say Washington and then Michigan. But, like I said, that two,
that's
three,
crazy,
and four.
That's crazy.
So, you're like. It's just, I don't know, as overall teams, I don't know. Like, I know Michigan, like, they've had a dominant season, so I understand, like, people are going to be like, wait, what the hell is this guy talking about? So, like, it's fine. I don't care. I'm just, you know, I'm going to go with my gut. But,
yeah.
I just feel it's a lot closer than what people, yeah, I don't know. I feel a lot of people, too, are kind of crowning, too, like, Michigan as, like, champions. Even after what Alabama's done, too, I don't think they've gotten the respect from the public that they deserve, but that's usually how it is, you know, in sports. So yeah.
Yeah, the thing about Michigan is that their schedule is like paper soft. It's like embarrassing how soft their schedule is. People talk about Georgia all the time. Michigan's, I think their schedule is softer, honestly, than Georgia's. But the thing is, the games that they won that actually mattered the most, which was Penn State and Ohio State, they won without their head coach, right? So like that kind of like adds to it. And not only that, they like, you know, took care of business those games. So to me, the most complete season so far has been by Michigan, right? So like it's hard for me not to, you know, believe in them, but something they seem to always choke. So something tells me right now, like, you know, and they drew Bama. I don't know if you saw the reaction, bro, when they found out they were going to play against Bama. Did you see that video?
I read about it, that they're, like, pissed off or something.
Yeah, they're like, oh, like, you kind of heard, like, the, oh, like, the groans in the back instead of, like, them being
crapping their pants.
Yeah, they're kind of like, they thought they were going to get a bye pretty much with Florida State, and, like, they ended up getting Bama, so I don't think they were happy about that.
Even hearing that, that's, like, bro, I'm sorry, no championship team, like, acts like that. That's crazy.
Right, right.
To have that attitude of, oh, like, based on who you play, it's like, bro, the good teams, man, they just focus on themselves, bro. That's all.
For sure. Yeah,
you don't have to worry about the opponents or who, bro. Just do your job, you know. At the end of the day, that's how you gotta do. So
100%.
You see, that's a red flag right there. What you just said.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was that's some like some loser stuff, bro.
No, 100%. I can't stand that. Even it's crazy. Even me as like a fan, like of all my teams, right? I'm always like the fan that like, you know how there's fans that they're like, oh, we need this team to lose, and then you know we'll make it here. I've never liked that. Like, that always annoys me. So, yeah, hearing that the team reacted like that, that's terrible. But then, I'm sorry, it kind of makes sense with all the, you know, the allegations and Harbaugh, you know, every offseason he flirts with the NFL. So, I don't know. As good as they've done the last couple of years on the field, it's like, I don't know if they have, like, the integrity of, you know, like, a respectable, like, program, if that makes sense.
No, I understand, and that's something that I feel like is getting lost in all this FSU controversy stuff. Like, hey, like, people are like, Michigan still cheated. You know what I mean? Like, I saw my dad was joking with me. He's like, oh, the reason that they were, like, all, like, groaning and moaning or whatever is because they had stolen FSU signs, but they didn't do it for Alabama.
Bro.
So I was like, yeah, there you go, you know?
It's probably true. I wouldn't be shocked.
But you know, I'm sure everyone who plays Michigan switched everything up. But yeah, so it's one of those things. You know, I think people are kind of short sighted in this sport. You know, if I told you that the whole Colorado Deion Sanders mania happened this season, people would probably be like, "Are you sure that felt like so long ago?" You know what I mean? And it was literally a few weeks ago, a month or two ago. So there's like, you know, a lot of short term memory loss in the sport.
Not 100%. But yeah, man, any other thoughts you have on the playoff that you want to get out there?
Yeah, I don't usually do this, but Stephen A. Smith said something that I thought was super interesting. He, and I know how you feel about Stephen A.'s takes, and I can't listen to him when he talks about college football, but I saw a notification, and it said, he basically said, if Coach Prime, Coach Deion Sanders, was the coach of Florida State, they would have gotten in with the same situation that's going on right now. I want to know what you think about that quote.
It's sad to say, but I agree 1,000%. Yeah, so that's been like you know how there's been controversy that like only four teams are allowed to compete. It's like, yeah, a lot of it's like BS, man. Like a lot of it's like politics and trying to boost ratings. And you have a guy like Deion Sanders, like bro, look what he did in friggin' Colorado, and like they won what, one game last year or something?
They won four, I'm pretty sure.
But like, this guy had like game day going there. He had the big noon kickoff. He had The Rock. He had all these people there. And like, so I 1,000% agree. It's sad to say, because that shouldn't be a thing. That, as like a diehard sports fan, that's completely like BS to me. But it's the truth.
Yeah.
It's sad to say, but I think.
Oh, yeah. Your initial reaction was my second reaction. At first, I was like, what are you talking about? Like, that's so ridiculous. And then I was like, wait, hold on a second. He means like what you said, like exposure and like ratings and these other things. I was like, you know what? It's sad, but he might have a point. Like, it's hard to say, but like, I get it. I get what you mean. You know, like having like the hype around you and like people wanting to tune into that, and like another factor that makes people believe in you, right? Because I feel like, you know, the main factor that made people believe in Florida State was Jordan Travis. They lost him, you know, and what else did they have to put stock in? Because Mike Norvell's doing a great job, but he's not established just yet. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like some of these other coaches that are big time, right? Like, obviously, he's no Nick Saban. They obviously showed that by doing this. But, you know, same thing, like, you know, Jared Verse. There's a couple guys you can name, Keon Coleman, that are like household names at this point, but those guys can't do it by themselves. And they're not the quarterback, right? The next guy they look at is a coach. So, it was one of those quotes, and I was like, damn, this is like kind of, like, I get it, but it kind of upset me, because I was like, that's not fair to them, because he's doing a great job. You know what I mean? Like, what else is Mike Norvell supposed to do? I feel like he's already proven himself at Memphis. He's doing a great job at Florida State. But yeah, that's just the way that the dice rolls, man. Bama got in, and that is what it is. They can't do anything about it now except beat Georgia and claim a national championship, bro.
It's true. But yeah, it is. What do you call it? Yeah, it's exciting. You know, like, I'm excited for the playoff. But yeah, like I said, like we both said in the beginning, yeah, you know, we feel for FSU, like, for sure. Because, yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, it's tough. But what do you call it? Oh, I was going to say really quickly. I'm just going to give some quick, like, you know, thoughts on, like, our bowl game finally got announced Sunday. I forgot. I think on Sunday. We're going to be playing in the Pinstripe Bowl, which is pretty cool, in Yankee Stadium. I don't even remember who we're playing. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. Rutgers.
Rutgers. Okay. I was going to say, is it a... I know it was like... Okay. I know it was a red team, but I couldn't remember the name. So, yeah. December 28th, Pinstripe Bowl. I talked about it in our last episode. Ja'Kari Brown, who's a sophomore. He hasn't played this year, but he started a couple games last year. He'll be in at quarterback with Van Dyke, you know, in the portal. Emery Williams out. And yeah, I mean, you know, I'm excited, man. Year two, Cristobal, he's already doing stuff with recruiting. You know, getting ready for next year. And, like, look, second year here, man, we have a chance to have 8 wins. Our first bowl win in a really long time. Last year, how it ended, it was terrible, you know, with 5 wins and that last game getting beat down by Pitt. So, I'm excited, right, you know, for this bowl game. And like I said, man, Cristobal, man, I've been seeing him already flying all over. And Jason Taylor's been with him. And look at the difference already in the defensive line. So I can't wait to see, you know, what else comes from it.
Yeah, man. The Gators bowl game got announced. It's a stay-at-home bowl.
Gotcha.
real stuff. I'm excited for that game. A lot of really good bowls this season. I think they got some good matchups going on. I'm excited for the Pinstripe one. The New York Six slate looks really good. Like they look like they'll all be close, except for maybe the Oregon versus Liberty, but we'll see. Yeah, we'll talk about bowl games probably closer to that. But yeah, man, it was a hell of a year. We got the Heisman voting coming up. Our boy, hopefully, he's gonna win it.
Yeah, I think he has a seal. Yeah, Jaden.
Gotta be him.
I think. Yeah, you texted me like after Oregon and Washington played. And yeah, I think Daniel's like, you know, officially sealed it.
Yeah, I mean, it's him, Michael Penix, Bo Nix, and I think they just do Marvin Harrison Jr. and they just to kiss ass. Yeah, I think they always do that. They always kiss ass, those guys. But he's good, don't get me wrong, he's a stud, but honestly, he's not even the best wide receiver in the country right now. That's debatable. Stat-wise, I'm saying, right? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, but... But yeah, man. Jaden Daniels, I put like a $5 bet on him, like I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. Like, that's just gonna win me like $30. So I'm pretty happy about that, man.
Let's go. Nah, it's exciting for sure, man. But you, any other thoughts, bro?
Nah, man. It's been chaotic. It's been really, really, really crazy, and that's the sport. I love it.
100%. But look, before we wrap up, those of you watching, live at the U right now, Watsco Center right there. But yeah, man.
Florida basketball. Baby.
There we go. Canes basketball and Gators basketball. Let's go. But yeah, no. Thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, if you're listening on the podcast feed, make sure to come over to Instagram. Check us out here, @Flame_ES. And yeah, Paul, bro, thanks for joining, bro. And now we'll definitely have another episode coming soon, talking bowl games and transfer portal and everything like that.
Yep, always a pleasure, brother.
For sure, bro. Dale, man.
All right, man.
All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in to today's College Football Talk with Paul episode. Before we wrap up this episode, want to talk to you guys again about SeatGeek, of course, SeatGeek. Like I said, to begin the episode, we recently joined Team SeatGeek, and it's just awesome, to be part of one of the best, ticketing apps out there. And like I said, to begin the show, what better time to buy someone tickets to a sports game, a concert, stand-up comedy show, and of course, in this case, all the college football people out there, what better gift to give someone than tickets to a bowl game to see their favorite team? So with that said, make sure to use code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek. Once again, use code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first ticket purchase at SeatGeek. And yeah, make sure to let me know, what tickets you guys buy. And yeah, once again, hope you guys, enjoyed this College Football Talk with Paul. And yeah, till next time, everyone, take care.